All right, welcome to Factish, the place where we keep everything 100%, you know, only facts. Do we speak facts? I guess we're going to find out. So today, I have a very special guest. He's my friend, my brother, you know. He came with me from Nigeria, and we're now here together in Europe. And we're just going to have a conversation, you know, based on our experiences, you know. And that's going to be about like dating European people versus dating people from our home country, Nigeria, where we come from. So, it's here. Noni, how are you doing? How are you feeling?
Wagwan, what's going on? Long time no see. Very long time. What's up? What's happening in life?
I'm good. How's Lithuania been for you?
My friend, that's what I'm here to say on Factish.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, the show's about you today. You're my special guest. You know, on the show.
My pleasure. It's all my pleasure to be your special guest.
Cool. So please, before you start, I want you to pledge to say nothing but facts.
As my friends call me DJ YK, I'm gonna keep it 100% facts for the first time.
Okay, please. No caffeine today. Okay?
No caffeine.
All right. So, I mean, in Nigeria, did you date anyone before coming here?
Yeah. I have dating experience in Nigeria.
How many would you say I've dated? Can you give a number on that?
I can say two, actually. Two? Yeah.
And how did that go?
I mean, the first one actually happened to me while I was in secondary school, trying to write my final, like, WAEC.
Uh-huh.
So, how it happened was, I was just randomly on Facebook Messenger, and you know there's a place where you can check who's online and who's not online. Yeah. And on my friend list, only one girl was online. And funny how we were going to the same school. Like in FSTC Yaba, where I did my secondary school years. Like we're a lot. So I never knew her. I was in the technical side. She was in the science class. So we never like met or anything. So I was like trying my luck, try and error. Like I always do that time. I advise people to do that because it could help you.
Okay.
But that just worked for me. And then I just like texted her and then she responded, which was surprising because usually I get no response. So I was just like I said.
So you just say you get no response, yeah?
Yeah.
So what are the things that you say to them? And what did you change when you got the response? So just before you continue, what's your typical way of sliding into a DM?
Why are you trying to expose me? After this now, when I do this now, I have a girlfriend. Uh-huh. I'm saying it on official record. I have a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
I love her so much. Like she makes me feel like, I don't want to say she makes me feel like a better person, but she makes me want to be a better person for her.
So back to my question, you're not going to escape that.
I know, so I'm not going to escape it because I know, but how do I slide into people's DM? From a friend who taught me how to do that, he said, usually you look at their stories, you look at their posts, and then you should get an inspiration of how you should slide in. So give an example of how I slid into my girlfriend's DM. So
I don't think we should go into the story of how you got your girlfriend here.
No, it's not how I got her. Like
as I know, she's here, yeah?
Yeah, she's
not doing it. Let's continue with the Nigerian story, for example. I mean, in Nigeria, how were you going into the DMs? And what would you say made you get rejected a lot of the time?
Man, I was whack. What do you want me to say? Do you want me to say I was saying hi, baby? Even my mom was angry with the way I was sliding into people's DM because sometimes I was just boring and I was like, hey, wifey. Like, who the fuck does that?
Someone you didn't know?
Someone I didn't know. And sometimes it works. Sometimes I get like, you know, like all these unapprehended responses. Like, who the fuck are you? Like, where do I know you from? Like, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
My mom, like, the day my mom got hold of my phone, she was like, seeing some messages and she was like, how do I want to make it to heaven if I'm entering people's DMs like this? And then from there, I felt like entering people's DM is kind of like art, like a way of it's art that you need to learn. Because you can't just wake up one day and be like, okay, you have to be sure that what you're going to say is something that if you see her in person, you can say it with all confidence. That's how it's meant to be.
I mean, I've seen a lot of people enter into girls' DMs with like they send messages of basketballs and
wacky ass stuff, and it works. That's why I said you need to study her page.
In your opinion, is that whack?
I mean, if it works for her, it's not whack. But generally, it's whack. Because I've seen people who would enter someone's DM with a GIF, like the shot playing videos, and then you'll be like, would you be mine? As a girl, you would want to respond as a, like, you put a question mark. It's prone to give you a response. That's what they're targeting. Get a response. Once you get a response, it's all in your court to play the game.
So would you say that's a success? I mean, is that a good way to get into a girl's DM?
I mean, if you're probably chasing a response, yes. But if you're chasing a response and a feedback after the response, you need to be more simplistic and
simplistic.
Short. Yeah, so, simple and short.
So like, hey, it's fine.
Hey, it depends on who you're saying hey to. Because if you're saying hey to an Instagram model, you're never getting a response.
If you're saying hey to who?
An Instagram model.
I mean, what makes her different? What makes an Instagram model different because from a normal girl?
An Instagram model is an Instagram model that gets a lot of attention. Coming with hey doesn't seem different. The 1,000 people messaging her, hey, beautiful girl, this one. You're feeding her ego. You need to come in with something like... So let's say, for example, I see an Instagram model like I'm interested in and be like, I don't do photography.
Yeah.
I have no idea of photography. But I'll be like, hey, the picture you took, like with the reference to the post, I'll be like, the picture you took on this post seems very nice. And I like the filter or the setting you used.
Uh-huh.
Could you explain? Just like give
something. Oh, so it's totally unrelated to what you're actually
exactly for. Getting for. The moment she responds, the moment I get the feedback, then I'll be like, man, this filter really makes your face really look good. Like, you look good. And then be like, you compliment her a little bit. But it's what they call, I don't know how to say, but it's like you throw a hook, you get it back. You give her a little attention, you take it back. Give it, take it back. Then you make her chase it.
So, do you ever send messages to people and then when they don't reply, you like unsend it, for example, on Instagram?
I've done that a lot.
Why do you do that?
Because I feel like I don't want to end up as a screenshot.
Ah.
A screenshot is the worst thing that can happen to you on like a scene, like when you see scene on your message, you know you're going for a screenshot.
I mean, I don't, in my opinion, I don't think it's really a bad thing. Like, if you don't want to reply me, I think it's okay.
Wagwan. Imagine meeting a girl later and then you found out you've spoken to her and then you remember you slid into a DM and then probably she becomes your girlfriend and then you're going through pictures and you mistakenly find yourself as a screenshot. You know how many times her girl group, because everyone knows a girl has like a girl group, they've literally roasted the shit out of you.
But is that really a bad thing? I mean, to be roasted, because to be fair, I feel like guys roast girls a lot more. Like, some guys talk a lot of shit. Because I don't want to say we, because I don't like to do that.
Exactly.
But guys in general, anyways, like, they talk a lot of shit about girls. Like, if we're talking about trash talking or, like, roasting girls, I think guys do it a lot more times than girls.
Well, the reason why guys do it more is because there's something foil in it. For girls, they can easily pick it up.
So what's failing for guys?
It could be that I tried to slid into a DM, we talked for a while, and then I see she has a rubbish attitude. Or a rubbish personality. Not even looking at whether she has a bunda or like boobs or something like that. But just she has a rubbish attitude. And then I'd be like, with my guy friend, I'd be like, God damn, this babe no fine at all. She fine, but she dumb. She dumb. Then my guys would be like, but no, don't lie. She get bobby, yeah, but... She don't get ahead, but just one hit and go. But you know nowadays, that's the culture of everyone now. Hit and run.
Yeah.
Which is not good because at this point, like Andrew Tate said, if we were to put women's body count on their forehead, I think most people will be more cautious. The same should go for men, actually. Because I feel the moment you start carrying your body count on your forehead like a display, I think the decisions you make in life will be more prone towards your career and
settling down. I think you're gonna get a lot of stick for what you just said now.
I'm ready for it any day, anytime. I'm gonna call out one person who I feel can argue with me on this, and his name is Anupam. But I feel like the moment we start arguing on this, we're gonna end the argument on the negotiation. And understand that we both are right in our own perspective. Anyways, we can come to a compromise.
Just so that we don't stray like from the topic. Yeah.
Yeah.
In your opinion, what would you say is the difference between like the big difference between dating a European girl compared to an African person? Wait, is it a European or an European?
Is it?
It's an European.
It's. I believe it's because the E is a vowel, and European.
It's an European, yeah.
And when you, wait. Check it up.
Anyways, you guys, tell us somewhere.
Tell us
if
somewhere.
You can write this anywhere. If it's an or a, I think it's an though. It's an European person.
An European person.
It's an.
A European person.
No, it's an.
Why does it sound so good
as a,
when
yeah?
you say a European person? I think it's that because it's not H that's like the vowel.
It's
that
an European for sure. Anyways.
No.
What would you say the difference is?
I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, the difference is actually the exposure.
Exposure, what do you mean? Who is more exposed? Which set of people?
I feel the Europeans are more exposed.
Really?
Yeah, because in Nigeria, comparing my ex-girlfriend mm-hmm. and my current girlfriend, I can say my current girlfriend is more exposed because she has gone to other places. So she's not culturally shocked by so many things I do.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was to bring my ex-girlfriend to Europe, there are a lot of things that would shock her. Mm-hmm. Like, she wouldn't be able to, like, get used to.
Like what? Can you give us an example? Okay, so,
like, my European girlfriend doesn't really like spicy food a lot. But she can manage to uh-huh. an extent. And her own spiciness is the amount of, like, ingredients you add, mm-hmm. not the level of hotness, like, of how peppery it is. So, let's say I add curry, thyme, or something like when the spices are beginning to pile up, because I love flavors, it's gonna be a little too much for her. So sometimes if I'm cooking, I try to level it out. But if I was to bring my ex-girlfriend to like this place, she'll be shocked that people eat, what's the name? Pink soup, beetroot soup.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna be like, when can food be pink? You understand? Like, there's some things that, some little things that are gonna shock her. And, you know, like, when I was in Netherlands for, like, 3 months, everywhere you go, you see a cigarette on the floor. And she was, like, my ex-girlfriend was, like, a God-fearing person. So, cigarettes, alcohol, like, give her the ick. So, see the cigarettes everywhere you go in a European country where everything is developed, where everything is nice and settled, the tax, everything is good. She's going to be like, how do people live here?
I mean, if I'm to follow up on what you're saying now, I feel like I'm going to go into a completely different conversation.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't want to go there now. So, you mentioned exposure, and then you mentioned like adaptation to food. I guess that's the main point of what you're saying.
And food and probably clothing.
What do you mean clothing?
So, I know in Nigeria, a lot of people are taking the Western culture type of dressing. If we were not to have Western culture influence, you and I know the dress would be very much different.
Let me ask a question. What do you like about your current girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
What's that thing that you're seeing now in her that you were not able to get with your Nigerian girl?
The emotional maturity.
Emotional maturity?
Yes.
When you say emotional maturity, what do you mean?
So, I know myself. Sometimes I can be on, sometimes I can be off. Sometimes I'm emotionally mature to understand that, okay, what I am supposed to do in this point, I am supposed to do. And sometimes I'm oblivious. Mm-hmm. I could be seeing that something might be going wrong and not do shit and just let it play out,
mm-hmm.
which is not good because I'm supposed to take an action. But she's emotionally mature to let me know that, okay, babe, if this continues to go this way, we're going to end up in a fight or we're going to end up arguing or this is not going to work out. Like, we talk, and like, which is very important in relationships. If I need to stress that you guys need to talk a lot.
So in your opinion, would you say like with your ex, you were emotionally mature, but she wasn't just able to handle it?
She wasn't just able to handle the fact that sometimes, because while we were still in secondary school, a lot of things was like, because, and funny how my
Sorry. Are you saying that at secondary school, you were emotionally mature enough to handle a relationship?
Yes, I was. Because at that point, I was the one looking for it. Because I was,
What makes you emotionally mature?
What makes me emotionally mature? Knowing what I want and going for it. Because if you know what you want and you go for it, at that point, I feel like you're matured enough to know what you want. So let's say in my current girlfriend, I was looking for personality first, which a lot of people will be like, nah, it's not possible. But I was looking for personality first, and how I met her and started to get to know her. And then she told me something on the first day we chatted. She said she falls in love very fast.
Cool.
She, my current girlfriend. And when she said that, I was like, that's a, it's a red flag that you're admitting to. It takes some kind of confidence and maturity for you to know that you have a problem and be able to openly say it.
Let's talk about something. Let's talk about decency.
Decency.
Now,
that topic.
That's a very interesting topic, especially for Africans that come into this country. I mean, our parents,
they handle decency with, I don't even know how to say, because...
So let's just see. Do you think that there's a difference? I mean, you're an African person, yeah. So obviously, your idea, I think. Okay, let me use myself. My idea of decency is going to be, it's going to vary, you know, compared to an European person, yeah. Well, in your opinion, would you say there's a difference
in decency?
Yeah. Do you think that the Europeans handle decency differently?
I mean, we come from different cultural backgrounds.
Yes, of course.
That should just be the base of this, like, argument or topic, because how we think, how they think is different.
Uh-huh.
And the way, if we're talking about decency in general, I feel anyone coming from the African background coming here will see that what they're doing is rubbish. Hmm. Everything they're doing is rubbish. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Can you give some examples of what you think is rubbish?
So, like, now I'm going to go down to dress decency.
Okay.
Decency in dressing. In Africa as a whole, you know very well that, like, wearing short bumps, short, like, skimpy skirts and all this stuff, your parents already tell you the kind of people who do that are prostitutes, whores.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the common Yoruba word, Olusho.
Do you agree with that?
Now that I'm here and I'm exposed, I now understand now I'm exposed, like, because then in African decency, we have a closed mindset. We only see it is right, what is right and what is wrong, black and white.
Okay.
There's no other color.
So are you saying that in Europe there are other colors?
Yeah, there are other colors, and which is good to know, so that you can be able to judge correctly. Because if you're only seeing one-sided things, you judge one-sidedly. You need to see both sides, understand, and then be in the middle and give a neutral decision.
So from what you just said now, coming from an African background, you said, like, when you come here, you see the way they dress, you think it's rubbish.
Yeah.
By they, you're talking about the girls, no?
I'm talking about both boys and girls, because I've seen guys who wear skirt. I've seen guys who wear torn sweatshirts.
That happens in Nigeria as well.
Because of Western influence. If like the African decency and state, who's going to wear, which guy are you going to see? You tell me. Your mom is going to let you leave the house with torn sweatshirt without giving you a smack.
Well, everyone wears ripped jeans now.
Okay. How did ripped jeans come about? You tell me.
From the West.
Okay, it came from the West. Thank you for saying my point. But listen, when your mom saw you wearing ripped jeans, what was the first type of people she called?
I don't know. She got angry about it. She's like, what are you wearing? Like,
what did she see you as? A mad person.
Well, she it was more like I was a street boy or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Because she already conditioned her mindset to that. These are the kind of people that wear this.
Does she have a point?
She has a point in two ways.
Four ways.
So, in one way, she's looking out for you so that you don't act like them because you dress like them.
Hmm.
Because there's a saying, dress how you want to be addressed.
I was gonna come to that now. And my mom will say that, like, the way you dress is the way you're going to be judged. Now, I've spoken to a lot of people and they are always angry when I say this, because they say, like, it should not be enough for you to use how a person looks to judge them. But, unfortunately, we have nothing else to use. I'm not saying, like, judging someone is right.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to use the word judging now. Forming a perception of that person in my head comes from the way I see the person.
Yeah.
So if I see a guy dressed corporately, like he's going for a corporate event, like if I don't see him on the road with a suit, for example, I don't know. It's almost like there's a
premonition level of, you get, or this like preconscious, like, okay, yeah, this like, guy is like a very smart person, business guy.
And most times, that's not even the case. The person can be like stupid, but that's not the case of that, yeah. And then when you see someone that's wearing ripped jeans, for example, you just think about, the person might not be a bad person, yeah,
yeah.
But it just form a different perception in your head.
Okay, let me give you an example of a friend you and I know. I'm not going to mention his name anonymously. Mm-hmm. The way he dressed,
uh-huh.
Anyone who meets him, anyone like who sees him from a far distance will be like, this nigga broke.
Ah, I know.
This nigga broke. But uh-huh. When you get to know him, you know that this guy is actually smart. Like, he knows shit. And then you be like, why do you dress like this? And he doesn't give a fuck about it. He could literally enter the most expensive place with, you know what they call, Dunlop.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck about anything. So, like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, some, like, this address, how you want to be addressed is like, I think we Africans actually formed that shit because.
No, it's only, I don't think so.
We formed it and it's helped, it's working for us in our benefit because you in Nigeria, when you were young, when you see your dad dressing up in suits, like, in wearing a tie, a t-shirt, you think your dad is going for one like expensive business meeting, and the moment you see your dad wearing the jeans, you know that all shit is casual.
So just to come back to what you said before, you said like the way Africans think is it's a bit close-minded.
Yeah.
And now you're saying that like it's helping us.
Yes.
So you're confusing me. Just let me finish my question. So if you say like the way the Africans think.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to dressing, it's a bit close-minded. Yeah?
Yeah.
How do the Europeans think?
You see,
what's different? And what makes you think it's a better way?
I feel the Europeans are not close-minded because they have the opportunity to expose themselves.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, what makes you think that the European way is the better way?
I'm not saying the European way is the better way.
But being close-minded is bad, right?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Get my point. Africans are close-minded because they see something
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to accept it.
But
they
just accepted want a lot to... of Western culture. A lot of the things that we do are from the West.
But that was after like generations of changing, convincing, pushing.
No.
How long did ripped jeans like, when did the ripped jeans culture
uh-huh.
finally get adapted?
I don't know, but I know that we've been accepting Western culture for ages.
Please tell me why.
Fela even said in, have you heard the song, Lady?
I don't think Lady Namaste.
That song. So in that song, he was saying that women don't want to be called like women again. Like, they don't want to be called ladies, just like the people from the West. Do you understand? That, I've forgotten what you were saying. But I was saying like the African women here have adopted the Western culture and it's not meant to be like that.
You know why? You see, the thing is, we are, as our minds are closed to like exposure and everything, we go and look for things that have benefits for us and bring it down here and then ask that we should use it. Explain to me. Okay, you tell me. When your sister, do you have a sister?
No, I don't.
Okay, if you had a sister and you see your sister wearing bomb shorts to leave the house,
uh-huh.
tell me what your reaction is. Don't be biased. Just go straight. What's your first thought?
Personally, when that is not, it's not a big deal. But my first question, where are you going?
Example. Where are you going? That's okay. Okay. But in America,
it's normal.
I have nothing else to say on this point again, because they accepted. She's gonna say body positivity. I want to show myself. I want to show what God has given to me, and no man should look at me promiscuously in any way. That's how she wants to do it. Because in America, nobody gives a fuck whether you're wearing like a bikini and you walk on the streets. Yeah, people are gonna be like, "Hey, sexy lady," but no one wants to come and like touch you just like that.
Okay, your girlfriend is European.
Yes.
In Nigeria,
yeah,
there are some things you wouldn't allow your sister to wear, right? Yes. Because of course it's not decent.
It's not
according
yes.
to your family's, you know, African
values
standard.
And everything.
But I'm certain that you can't tell your girlfriend what to wear, because she's open-minded, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she can wear what she wants to wear under the guise of body positivity.
But
so
now,
would you stop for your girlfriend
so now,
when she wears some certain things because she's European and open-minded?
Give me an example, because there's a way I want to tactically clear you.
Okay, go on.
Give me an example. So let's say, like, my sister wants to wear...
No, not your sister. Okay. I'm talking of your girlfriend now.
Okay. If my girlfriend wants to wear something with the way
that you would not allow your sister to wear.
Okay. In the way my relationship goes with my girlfriend, she usually asks me sometimes, like, if the cloth makes sense to go out with.
No, that's not. It's not whether that is nice or not. No. I'm saying no, whether that is decent or not.
So I'm trying to understand what kind of cloth or like stuff you. Oh, see through. Okay. Something like see through. Yeah. Now, if we were going like. I know to an extent that there's some things I can let go or slide off because of I'm exposed.
But you wouldn't let your sister wear.
I wouldn't let my sister wear the same thing because she wouldn't understand. Get my point. My sister wearing see-through from a family where we're always fully clothed doesn't make sense.
Oh, but your girlfriend from a family of see-through.
Don't be dumb. Listen. This is what I'm trying to say. My girlfriend wants to wear something like see-through. Okay, no problem. I understand from watching a lot of YouTube videos and a lot of podcasts and reading a lot of stuff that she's allowed to wear what she wants to wear. If I'm not comfortable allowing my girlfriend to be comfortable in the relationship, there cannot be no relationship. But if my sister wants to wear... Now, it all boils down to what's the intention behind it. Okay. Now, that's the point I'm going to look at it from, because any other way, I've lost the argument. But this way, the intention of what she wants to wear it for. If my girlfriend was to wear a see-through to walk on the street.
She needs air.
She needs.
If I tell you, okay, if I'm your girlfriend, I'm European, and I say, babe, I want my tits out today because they need air.
Then this is where Andrew Tate needs to be brought back. Because why in the bloody fuck would you want to just showcase your... Okay, so now, when did we start normalizing being naked?
What?
When did we start normalizing being naked?
Is it a problem? I mean, aren't you open-minded?
I am open-minded, but that doesn't just make sense to me. And I'm very sure 80% of the world would be like, why would you just... See, being...
Okay,
being...
okay. I think that's a bit too extreme, but... Like we just mentioned the see-through thing. Yeah, the see-through thing. If she wants to wear like that kind of clothes, yeah? And like everything is revealing. Or like the girl that we spoke about in the club that just wore net
yeah, like, exactly.
And then everything was open at the club.
But wait, you said one thing that I picked from that story. She was under the influence.
Of what?
Alcohol.
She did not dress under the influence. She left her house without the influence. I've got the influence from the club.
You know, there are people that are just naturally mad on their
own. So what I'm saying is that's not acceptable in your house. You can't let your sister do
but
that.
But wait, when you do all these kind of things, when you dress this kind of way and you want to still be addressed as a lady, does it make sense?
Are you saying that how somebody dresses can give or remove the lady tag from a girl?
I don't want to be cancelled, so I will have to keep my opinion.
But this is factish, yeah? You have to speak facts, you know?
That's what I'm trying to... See, at this point, I don't want to mix facts and my opinion together.
No. Your facts are based on your own opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, so speak your mind, you know?
But, you know, like you said, the lady that had all see-through nets naked in the club, and she dressed like that from home, you tell me something. If that kind of girl... was to look for a relationship or look for a decent job and a video surfaces on the internet of her doing that, please tell me how the society will react to it. No, just understand me. Please tell me how the society will react to it.
Well, I'm not the society.
Okay, so how would you react to it?
Personally, I wouldn't let my friend go out like that because decency is only one way. If you like, be European, Asian, Caucasian, or whatever. It's only one way for me.
Oh my God.
This is not even because like I'm African or anything like that. I'm me, and I have my own values, yeah? And there are some things that work for me, and there are some things that do not. And if it doesn't work for you, if what works for me doesn't work for you, it's cool. No fights, because, I mean, we're coming from different backgrounds, we're coming from different cultures, and what I think is right is wrong to you. What I think is wrong is right to you, or it's acceptable in your culture, and that's fine. But I just know what I think. But you, on the other hand, say, like, you can't let your sister do some certain things, yeah? I'm saying, you would let your girlfriend do it because, like, you're in a more open-minded culture, right?
Mm-hmm. But you behave as Romans when you're in Rome.
You behave like what?
Romans when you're in Rome.
Oh, so because you are here now, you have to behave like them, yeah?
Yes.
Decrease.
Why wouldn't you, like, listen, why would you, how many times have you seen people who decide to divert from, like, be the one single person that stands out,
mm-hmm,
and see how they're shut down?
I don't agree with that statement, really. Behave like a Roman when you're in Rome. This is a you and your girlfriend situation,
mm-hmm,
yeah? Okay, so if your sister comes to Europe now, she can wear that because she's in Rome now.
Yes, I can allow her to wear that.
Ha!
Yes, I can.
Oh, no, so. They lie, yo. This is factish. Stop it. Stop it.
Listen, she comes here. That's why I said it's about intention. If she says she wanted to wear, she just wanted to, like, show her tits out on the road, the intention to me is, hey, spare change. Like, I'm open for sex. No, I wouldn't. There's a degree to which decency can still play in.
But if she wears that kind of clothes, mm-hmm, she's going to be addressed a certain way. She doesn't even have to have that intention for people to look at her in that way. No. I mean, we've seen people dress a certain way and they get angry when people address them somehow, because in their opinion, that's not what
they're portraying.
That's not what they want to portray in their opinion.
But my sister coming here to wear a see-through, if she's wearing it, if she's wearing it at the beach,
mm-hmm,
no problem. Obviously, you can be
okay. Free. I know that. I hope you know that by see-through, I mean, like, with no underwear. So,
oh,
like,
no. The see-through I'm talking about and the see-through you're talking about are two different things. The see-through we're talking about when I mentioned see-through in the beginning was purely naked. Uh-huh. I would never let my sister be. Why?
But would you let your girlfriend be? Because she wants to.
No.
So if she says, why? Hey, if she says, bro, hey, listen, Oga, this one I want to wear. What are you going to do?
No, bro, it's either you want to be naked or you want me. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play that card. Because at that point, we've matured and we've, like, gone on an evolution from Adam's stage.
So you're telling me you will end your relationship with your girlfriend because of how she dresses?
If she dresses like...
Or how she wants to dress.
See.
Because she wants to be positive with her body.
Man, you're putting me on a hot seat, like a very hot place to take a stand. I want to remain neutral. If she decides to wear something like... Okay.
Sorry. Factish is not the place to remain neutral. You have to pick your stand and defend it, please. You're factish for a reason.
You see, I don't want to get trouble. I don't want to... Because if she's going to listen to this, an argument will pop up that, okay, babe, why did you say on the podcast that you would not allow me wear see-through? I thought you loved me enough for my body. And I'm like... like, I do not want... Like, you see, I'm trying to be as, like...
But... Really? Okay. When you're going to send this to your girlfriend, yeah? Hopefully she's not going to hear this.
See, the moment the podcast goes on my story, my girlfriend knows about it already.
We go block them.
Nice one. Block her for which angle?
Yeah, that's... We go come from close friends. Put down close friends.
No. Oh, you up? You're mad. You like, the case.
Anyways. It's pretty crazy, like what you have said today, Sha. We have completely diverted from what we came here to talk about.
Normally, that's how a podcast is meant to go.
No, we're meant to stick to the topic.
Hey, I told you from the beginning, even before we started recording, that Factish was meant to be done purely based on vibes.
Shane, you go tell me as my show go day.
Come in, I'll be your co-host if you want my...
Anyway,
I don't chip in, they tell you idea, they tell me nonsense.
We can come up for you, I beg. Anyways... this was the very first episode. I think this is the cruise episode because I don't think it's gonna be episode one because we're not prepared yet. But anyways, catch us when you see us again. Peace out.
Wagwan.